Each year, when the Idaho legislature meets, they have public hearings on bills at the State House. But it isn't always easy for people in Sandpoint, Moscow, or Idaho Falls to get to those hearings and have their say in person. Samantha Wright looks at a new pilot project designed to help people who live 100 miles or more from the state capital.
Before Carolyn Troy was a state representative, she worked at the University of Idaho and Washington State University. Back then, half of her team was not in her workplace, and video conferencing was an everyday way of doing business. When the Genesee Republican joined the legislature, she had a constituent in Moscow who wanted to testify on a bill in Boise but couldn't afford the plane fare. She helped her get a ticket, but the hearing was moved several times, and the woman never got to testify.
It was unfair for constituents who live too far away from Boise to not be able to come and present their side of the story.
Troy says there are other logistical problems that keep people from coming to the State House.
Lots of terrible roads between, you know, point A and point B, if B is Boise. And, you know, just really important to hear those perspectives from across the state.
So Troy got permission from legislative leaders to try a pilot project in 2018. She partnered with universities and community colleges, which already have the video equipment in Moscow, Idaho Falls, Carmen, Coeur d'Alene, Twin Falls, and Pocatello. Julie Van Orden, chair of the Education Committee, will open up some bills to anyone who wants to give remote testimony. It will be interactive, with both sides able to ask and answer questions. Troy thinks once other lawmakers see how it works, they will be clamoring to have the technology in their committees. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.